Hey there, welcome to another episode of the Podcast Manager Show. In this episode, I am talking to Jasmine Scott, who is a member of the Podcast Manager program. And in this episode, we're walking through her story of when she first joined the program, she first niched down into podcast management and how she's built her business over the last couple of months. We also talk about how her corporate customer service experience and her experience in administration have helped her in her role as a podcast manager. All right, let's go meet Jasmine. Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hi, Jasmine. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm really excited to chat through your story and just hear about how you became a podcast manager, basically. So let's just start from the beginning of how did you start in the online space?
Yeah, so I still actually have my 9-to-5. I work at a call center and I've been there for a few years, you know, corporate America, but I got tired of it being micromanaged. So I decided to start my business, Jazzy's Elite Solutions. I came across Abby Ashley for virtual assistants. And I was like, oh my God, that's perfect. And I got my client and I was her executive assistant, but I decided that it wasn't right for me. And then I came across your webinar and I watched it and I'm like, oh my God, this is it. So I bought the course and it was just a perfect fit for me and like what I wanted to do podcasting. Like I listen to podcasts all the time and it just seemed a natural progression for me and my business. So I'm doing that. I did find my podcast client on Instagram and so I'm working with her and I'm not doing much editing or scheduling. Mostly what I do for her right now is pitching. I've pitched her to some pretty well-known podcasts and they've booked her. So she has interviews on their show coming up really soon. So I'm going to continue pitching her to other podcasts and I've also managed guests to come on her podcast. So it's really exciting.
Yeah. And I really relate to that. Like when you hear about podcast management, you're like, oh, wow, this is what I've been kind of looking for. Yeah. I feel like that's one of the common threads with podcast managers is just like the fun factor of working on podcasts. Yeah. But let's take it back to the beginning. How long were you a virtual assistant?
So I started my business in March of this year. And then I didn't get my first, it was like COVID. So I didn't get my first client until June. And then, so I was working fully with the client since June of this year. And then I moved to podcasting pretty soon after that, because I just realized just the admin stuff wasn't working for me.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then you also mentioned that you're not doing the editing and the scheduling. And I love hearing about like the different services that each person decides that they're going to go with. So is that a choice or have you just not done it yet? Or are you planning on editing or no?
So in your training, you to get editing experience, you say go into Facebook groups and reach out to people. So I've edited episodes, so I know how to edit. But for this client, she wants to do her editing. So that's just her choice. But I'm totally open to doing editing, scheduling, uploading, all that stuff.
Yeah. And I find like I talk a lot about trust and how you have to, you know, gain trust with clients. And some people are so willing to hand over their editing because they don't want to spend those hours of doing it. But some are like, they want to make sure that they are listening to every word and that like everything is being edited the exact way. Yeah. And so honestly, I think that's a good thing, because if some clients that are really want to be like in the weeds with their editing, it's probably better for them to do it and for you to do all of the other stuff, because if not, it would probably be tough to work with them.
Yes.
You know? And so it's like, when she's ready, she'll already trust you because you're already working with her. And then it'll be a lot easier for both people.
Agreed. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk through what you said you're doing. You're doing pitching. So you're pitching her to be on shows. Yeah. That's great that you're finding success, because I find that it's harder to get clients on podcasts than it is for you to get guests to come on your show. Have you found that?
No. So I, I research in her niche. So she does coaching. So I work with intuitive coaches, life mindset, and holistic coaches. So why I chose them, we'll get back to that. But I found other podcasters kind of in her niche. And then like, I just did some research. I listened to their episodes. I have a template that I follow, and I just kind of put my client's information in there, like why she would be a good fit, what she can contribute to their listeners. And then I just send it off. And so far, I've gotten really good feedback. Like, they're so excited to have her. They're excited that I reached out. And so they booked her. So that was that.
That's awesome. That's great. Now, do you use a media kit or like a one page like graphic of her info, or is it all through email?
It's all through email. So I don't. Okay. She doesn't even have a media kit. That's something that we're going to work on. But no, she doesn't have a media kit.
Some people find them useful. Some people, like, it's really, I hear the gamut about them. Like, some people will look at them. Some people will not even look at media kits. So I always love to hear, like, if people are using them or not, because I think it just kind of changes with time on if people look at them and use them and that kind of thing. Yeah. So then you said that you are also doing her guest management. Mm-hmm. So talk to me about that. What has that been like?
So it's basically the same thing. So I like research, I use Instagram a lot to kind of look at people and see what they're doing and see if they'd be a good fit on her show. And then I use a template and I reach out to them. And again, they're like so excited. And basically they're like, yes, I want to be on the show. And then I send them interview questions. I ask for their headshot, and then I do the scheduling. We use Calendly to book them. And then, yeah, so they're on the show. And then afterwards I send them a thank you. I also send them, I make an audiogram. So I'll send them a copy of the audiogram and any links, a copy of the show notes. I write the show notes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, you said you do the research on the guests. Mm-hmm. Are you kind of choosing who's coming on the show, or how much collaboration is happening with you and the client on choosing those people?
I kind of choose them.
Oh, I love that. Don't you love that freedom?
Yes. I'm like,
I love that role.
Yes. I'm like, hey, so I just found this woman. She's amazing. I think she'd be perfect. And then I send the pitch, and then I wait for the response. I always CC my client so she knows who I'm pitching. And so, yeah, I choose the people.
Yeah, that's great. I think there's so much value there for the client, because you're doing all the work. And when you're in a niche too, you know the people in the space. Like, you can use, when you find out about a great guest, you could then think, oh, I can use this for another client. Or, you know, your client could be on their show if they have a podcast. There's a lot of like networking that makes it easier.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So then you mentioned that you are working with intuitive coaches. Tell me about how you decided on that niche.
I just examined my interests and I listen to podcasts, and the podcasts that I always listen to always are like self-development, spiritual mindset, all of that stuff, self-love, all that stuff. So it just seemed like a perfect fit because I already listened to them and I love their message. Mm-hmm. And I love that they're helping empower people. So I'm like, well, let me help them empower other people.
Yeah, 100%. And I feel like there's so much like on the job training that you can do before you even have a client by just listening to podcasts.
Totally. Yes.
Right? Like you just get a feel for like if you're, you know, if you're working with self-development podcasts, like how what most people do on those shows and how they're speaking and how they're writing. There's just so much that you can kind of just see and absorb and then duplicate, not, you know, not like replicate exactly, but use in the way that you're writing show notes and things like that. But also, I find that people that are looking into podcast management, they already feel like podcast management is a niche. And then to say, I work with this specific type of podcaster might sound kind of mind-blowing that it's that specific. Mm-hmm. But have you found like when people see that you work with this specific type of podcaster, they're like, oh, this is perfect for me. This Jasmine is perfect for me because I am who she serves.
Yes. And it just makes it easier because I understand them. And it's also, it also helps me too, because they kind of give me free therapy per se.
Yes.
So I think I answered that.
Yes. Yeah. Just like a bonus of working with them is that you're listening to each of their podcasts without skipping any weeks because you're working with them. Right. So then you mentioned that you are working your 9 to 5 still. Are you planning on leaving your 9 to 5 or you want to? So tell me about that.
Yeah. So I do plan on leaving my 9 to 5. I just, what's holding me back is I only have one client right now and I do have some openings for next month in January, but I'm just going to increase my income and then I'll be able to leave.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how many clients do you want to have to then leave your job?
I would say between 2 and 3.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. So then you're getting close.
Very close.
Yes, that's exciting. Now, you also specialize as a content manager. And I think some people don't really see podcasting as really this big content platform. So how do you incorporate those skills as a content manager into podcasting?
Well, that's a great question. So I like to write. So I do blogs and I do email marketing. So I find that podcasting can go hand in hand with writing the blogs and like the newsletters. So you can use the show notes and turn it into a blog. You can also repurpose it into a newsletter. So all of that can like work together and it'll also help your client grow their business, reach more people, expand their brand.
Yeah, definitely. And when you're booking the guests, that's really content planning because, you know, you're the one that's reaching out to guests. And if you book a guest, that's 3 guests in a row that are going to talk about how to manage your money, then that's the content schedule. That might be too much of that topic or too less or whatever. So if you're doing guest management, you're just naturally playing a role in that, in the content side of podcast management.
Agreed.
Yeah. So you started in March, right as like quarantine happened and then 2020 just like saying hello to us. So what was that like, I guess?
Oh my God. So when I first started my business, I was so discouraged because I was like, no one's going to hire me because a lot of people, you know, are not working anymore. Everyone's staying home. But I had an amazing support team and they just kind of kept encouraging me to put myself out there. And so I stayed diligent. And then in June, like I said, I got my first client. So, I mean, it was rough, but I'm a single mom. I have a son. So for me, I want my goal, my why is to like spend more time with him and not have to worry about not making it at his soccer game because I have to work my 9 to 5 or something like that, you know? So that's really what pushed me to keep going with my business is like, this is for me, but it's also for him.
100%. I totally relate to that. And in March, I remember I was really starting to focus more on the core side of my business. Mm-hmm. And all of this was going down and it was like so much uncertainty, which, gosh, I hate that word, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
But, you know, we just didn't know what was going to happen with like anything, with the online space, with just regular jobs. And it seems like if you can get past like those mindset blocks of your on your own, the mm-hmm. online space has been like flourishing during this time, which kind of feels odd when other people are losing their jobs. It's like, oh, this doesn't feel great that, you know, everyone in the online space is just like, you know, doing dances over here with success. But it's been crazy over the, you know, the summer and now the fall, seeing that the online space is just like really growing.
It definitely is, especially on Instagram is my main platform. So it's so cool to see everyone just kind of doing their thing.
For sure. So yeah, tell me about how you're using Instagram. I get a lot of questions on this, like between finding people and then like, do you send them a DM? Do you engage with them? Like, tell me a little bit about how you're finding clients on Instagram.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a work in progress. I'm still figuring it out day by day, but mostly, so I go and follow all the coaches, all the intuitive coaches, and then I see who they're following and then I go follow them. And then I try to be as present as possible on Instagram. So I try to be in stories all the time. You know, social media content is a mm-hmm. big thing. And then you want to choose content that's going to speak to your ideal client. So for me, podcasting, so I'll do like podcasting tips and why you need to start a podcast and how to launch it, things like that. But then also talk about mindset, limiting beliefs, meditation, journaling, all those things that they mm-hmm. talk about. And then most of the time they're going to comment on something. And then that's your opportunity to kind of just be like, but you don't want to be too salesy. So you want to have a genuine connection with them. And if they're your ideal client, you're going to have an ideal connect. You're going to have a connection with them. Mm-hmm. So you're going to want to know more. So you want to message them and you just talk to them. And then when you feel the timing is right, you say, hey, I would love to jump on a call with you, not to pitch you. I just want to know more about your business and so on and so forth. And, you know, sometimes they'll be like, oh my God, yes. And sometimes you'll get those ones that are just not interested. But it's okay. You just have to keep moving. And because your ideal client is out there and they're waiting for you to connect with them.
Yes. And I think if you're not getting no's, then you're either not talking to enough people or whatever you're doing is like, you need to take it up a notch because you have to get some no's, right? Yeah, you have definitely. To get some no's. So you're either like appealing to everyone or you're appealing to the right person, I guess. So I love that you just shared that you're creating content that's like about podcast management, but mm-hmm. also about their topic. So when mm-hmm. you know exactly who you're targeting as an ideal client, you know what that topic is. And then mm-hmm. they can see that, oh, Jasmine can speak on these topics. So when she's writing my show notes, she's going to get it when she's writing about it.
Exactly.
So that's really smart. Plus, also, if you're talking about something they're interested in, they're going to comment. So if that, I like that that's your goal is to get them to comment to start the conversation.
Definitely. And it is like nerve-wracking. It's nerve-wracking like reaching out to them. But I mean, you have to realize your value and you know that you can help them. And so get rid of those limiting beliefs and then just go for it.
Yes. You just have to have like 10 seconds of courage.
There you go.
10 seconds of courage and then the message is sent.
Yes.
Oh, I wanted to know, how are you managing your, when are you working and how are you managing your 9-to-5 with this right now?
Oh my gosh, it's so tough. So, I mean, I have my 9-to-5 and then I try to keep on a schedule. So I have my 9-to-5 and then, you know, afterwards I try to spend time with my son. I have to spend time with him because he's in virtual school now too. So I have to help him. And then like during the evenings, I will work on my podcast stuff. So I'll stay up late, like, you know, 12 o'clock, just working on it. It's difficult, mm-hmm. but, you know, I got to do it.
Yeah, I get you. And there's a moment of like hustle when you're trying to replace your job, right? Because mm-hmm. you're doing both for a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. so that you can feel comfortable leaving your job. So I guess when you do end up leaving your job, will you then try to continue working limited hours with your podcast management business, like, you know, part-time hours, or would you want to ramp it up to full-time?
I'd want to ramp it up full-time because my goal with my Jazzy Elite Solutions business is to become an agency. So I want to have a podcast hub, I guess you can say. So we do, you know, the editing, the scheduling, the marketing, all the things, you know, and so that's eventually my goal. So yes, I would want to ramp it up to full time.
I love that. There's so much opportunity there. There's so much opportunity there. And I had a conversation on the podcast with Tasha Booth. I'm not sure if you caught it. Yeah,
I did. I listened to that.
Yeah. And she's just like, she like, it makes me want to start an agency.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm doing it. And I'm like, nope, that's not for me. but yeah, someone like her is such a great role model for what a really successful and not, I don't want to use the word hustle again, but like not like a crazy busy agency. Like you don't have to be losing your mind because you have 100 things to do. You can create an agency that is really managed well so that you can continue to work within the hours you want to work.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And hiring a great team. I know she talked about that. That's really going to catapult the agency as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll put that link to Tasha's episode in the show notes in case other people listening want to start an agency as well.
Yeah.
But for someone that's listening that is maybe a virtual assistant right now, and they're in your, maybe they even took Abby Ashley's course.
Yeah.
they're you in June. They have one client. What would you say to them if they're like thinking, I really like podcasts, but I'm not sure if I want to niche down to this? What would you say to them?
I feel like the more specific you are, the more opportunities you have. I feel like when you're broad, you just take everybody, but you want to choose people that you're going to enjoy working with long term. So really just think about where you are in life and your interests and where you want to go. And then also, I mean, look at her webinar, like Lauren's webinar, and just go for it. I think even if you're just on the edge, jump and just go for it.
Yes, that's my personality too. I'm like, just try it.
Yeah.
And honestly, every opportunity that we take, we can spin it into something else, right? So every time, like, it's like you took a virtual assistant course and then you spun it into podcast management. I mean, mm-hmm. It's like you just get on the journey. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just start so you can get somewhere.
There you go. Yes. And you'll learn and you'll see what you like and what you don't like. And it's fun.
What limiting beliefs are you working through now?
So one of my major ones is comparing myself to other podcast managers. So I friend or follow a lot of podcast managers just to see, you know, what they're doing. And I'm like, oh my goodness, they're doing amazing. They are booking all these clients and they're coming out with all these freebies like ebooks and templates and, you know, all of this stuff. And I'm just like, I'm not doing that right now. But the way to combat that is just to know that I still have a lot of value to give. And my goal is to serve my community to the best of my ability and know that all of that other stuff will come. I just have to accept where I am right now and know that my journey is just beginning, and I'm just looking forward to the future. And I'm super happy and excited for those podcast managers. And I know they've come a long way. They've had their own journey as well. So just appreciating where I am right now.
Yeah, that's so true. And it's like all of us have been on our own journey. Mm-hmm. So even if it's been one person's journey is longer than the others, we're all also attracting different people. So, you know, we all bring, I mean, 100%, we all come from different backgrounds, right? Like most of the people in my course don't have any sort of formal education in audio training. So we all have like a very diverse background of what we've done for work and what sort of education we might have. So we are therefore attracting people that are like, oh, that's cool. Like, you know, you have a ton of customer service experience. So that's, you know, that's great. And just connecting even on more of a personal level with our clients. So yeah, it's like each of us has such a different service really that we're offering, even if it looks the same from the outside. So
yeah,
I like that we're talking about this because it's kind of talking about like the elephant in the room of, is there room for all of us in this space? And I really think that there are. There's so many podcasters, number one, so many. And if we can just stay focused on our own road, on our own lane, and not get sidetracked with this person's ahead of me, this person is doing this or this, you know, if we can just focus on what we're doing, then we'll be successful.
Definitely. Just have to have an abundance mindset and just continue to stay in your own lane and you will get to where you want to get to.
Yes. Now, did you, years ago, did you imagine yourself having your own business working at home?
No. I've always been in corporate America. People that I've known have been in corporate America. And so it was really scary to kind of step out and start my own business. But now, like, I'm meeting so many amazing people. I'm meeting you, Lauren, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, the people I've met also on my journey has been just like so incredible. And I feel like I have so much more in common with some of the people I know on the internet, like instant connection versus, you know, some people maybe I've met at previous jobs. It's wild. It's a big place, but it feels like very intimate as well.
Yes, just go for it. And if you're thinking about starting a business, do it. There's so much freedom in that, setting your own schedule, spending more time with your kids, if you have kids, or even if you don't, traveling.
Yes, totally agree. Anything else that you want to add before I wrap us up?
So like I said, I still have an opening for January. I am so excited to help the next coach expand her business and either start or manage a podcast. And so,
Yes, January is such a good time to launch a show or even just the beginning of the year. So I'm excited to see whoever it is that you're going to be able to help get their message out there.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on, sharing your story. I super appreciate it, Jasmine.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook. And let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.